I don't know. That you might have a hard time agreeing with the song if you haven't seen God do something in your life. But when you've seen God to do things that only God can do in your life, you know that He's able. Please remain standing to your feet. I'm going to give you the open scripture here in a minute, but I want to touch a bit on what the Lord gave to me in regard to this latest heinous act that our country has been rocked with that happened here in Charlottesville, Virginia. The Lord took me to a scripture here in Ephesians 2:13. It says, "But now you have been united with Christ. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to Him through the blood of Christ. For Christ Himself has brought peace to us. He united," watch this, "Jews and Gentiles into one people when, in His own body on the cross, He broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He did this by ending the system of law with its commandments and regulations. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in Himself one new people from the two groups. Together as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of His death on the cross, and our hostility toward each other was put to death. He brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles who were far away from Him, and peace to the Jews who were near. Now all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us." Give God some praise. That's the word of the Lord. The enemy has drawn a line in the sand. We understand that. Somebody say, God is able. Some of this foolishness that has happened around our country is just ridiculously horrific. Saw my Facebook video, I talked about that in my 46 years, I don't know if I've ever witnessed our country more divided. This latest presidency really has rocked our country. It really has. You're talking about folk being divided on either sides of the fence. And some of these things that are happening around the country, I hope you're taking note of. I hope you're not burying your head in the sand. And I hope that you're still believing that we can win the loss to Jesus Christ, you all. Because for anybody in their right mind to do what that young man did, you have to be out of your mind. It's demonic. It is what it is. Just a week or so ago, I guess a week, I was at a prayer vigil downtown Youngstown. A young lady by the name of Anvia Mickens, tragically murdered. Tragically. Had an opportunity to speak at the vigil. So honored to go there to speak some words of encouragement, but also to pray. And I did a challenging thing, especially for those who were present. I did something and I prayed for the young man who allegedly committed the act. Because he's still living. I'm believing God that he can be saved, that he can be cleansed and renewed. You're saying God can't forgive that? Really? This young woman's father stood up, Darryl, and said some words that were so powerful. Oh my gosh, his words encouraged me. In the face of losing his 28-year-old daughter, I was encouraged. But he said his strength was in Jesus. Hear me, family. He sat there and read, probably 100 plus folk down there. He sat there, Brian was with me. He sat there and read word. He read word. Just lost his daughter. And said that his hope was in the Lord. If there's ever been a time that you better have your hope in the Lord, let me tell you, it is now, because you'll get jacked up. You'll get jacked up. Listen, I don't have no problem with, protesting for what is right, wrong, and different, I have no issues with that. Do it peacefully. Don't get into no foolishness. Don't do that. Do it peacefully. Stand for what's true and do it according to the word. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right, let's get to the word of God. Thank you, Ken. Let's get to the word of God. Grab a hold of y'all Bibles. Y'all got y'all Bibles out there? Y'all got y'all Bibles? I got about 32 people in the whole building that got a Bible. What in the world? We're going to start passing our Bibles on a Sunday morning. You got to have your Bible on a Sunday morning, you all. Got to have your Bible. We'll start a new series here for the next few weeks. It's kind of a reintroduction of an old series I preached, but I'm going to go a totally different way here. Matter of fact, I'll probably introduce a new shirt next Sunday. At least I'm considering it, be it that they come in. I'll introduce a new I Love My Church shirt. It's just that season, but I'm going to want to go some places today, and so I want you to pull your Bibles out as you already have and turn them to Romans 10, verse 14.
Hallelujah!
But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they've never heard of him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say how beautiful are the messengers, are the feet of the messengers who bring good news. Push four people and ask them, how will they know unless you tell them? Unless you tell them. How they gonna know unless you tell them? Yeah, where's your responsibility? How they gonna, I said four people, you only talk to one. Some of y'all sat right on down and said, I don't care what that preacher man's saying. I'm not telling nobody today. I'm tired. Just give me the word. How will they know unless you tell them? Unless you say something about the God that you say. How will they know? How would they know? And this is so much bigger than church. Okay, this is so much bigger than church building, edifice. So much bigger than that. The reality is that when we leave here, in just a few, this will once again sit as a school. It's still a school right now, but this morning we brought the church in. Can I get an amen in this place this morning? Here's the beautiful thing that I love about what the Lord is doing with the fact that we're in this school is I got a contact from the superintendent of the schools here at Liberty. Matter of fact, he'll be with us here in a few weeks. And he asked, he said, hey, Pastor Locke, can you come in and pray with our teachers tomorrow morning? Ooh, come on, y'all. Public school? This ain't Ursula. This ain't Mooney. Come on now. This ain't JFK. He said, can you come in and pray? Ooh, Jesus. Come in and pray. Set the atmosphere for the school year to come. I said, absolutely. Absolutely. I may or may not prophesy to y'all. I don't know. I don't know. No, I didn't say that. But to God be the glory. This public school, you all. Y'all know how that stuff is now, church and state and all that nonsense. We bring God back in. We can get some of these incidents. We can get rid of some of this stuff that's happening in the schools. But how will they know? One of my spiritual, big spiritual, I don't even see him here today, but I was at this prayer vigil, and this lady came up to me, and she was just really excited. And she said, you know, she said, my brother goes to your church, and she was just so excited, and she was just bubbling over, and she was like, oh, his life has just totally changed, and oh my gosh, I'm just so excited that he's attending your church, and he's telling everybody about the church. I said, to God be the glory. Are you excited like that about your church? Are you excited? But do me a favor, church. Don't tell everybody about me. Tell them about Jesus in the building. Come on now. Tell them that God is in the building. That's what's most important, that Jesus is here. Romans 10, I'm going to go back to 8 from that same verse that you were just in. It says, the message is very close at hand. It's on your lips and in your heart. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. We all are to evangelize. We all are to, how will they know unless you, I'm telling you what your responsibility is. What our responsibility is to evangelize, to tell people about God. I'm talking about those of you who are saved, those of you who are redeemed, those of you who are filled, to tell people, how many people on your job know you love Jesus? How many people know? Does anybody know? Do any of your neighbors know you love Jesus? Can people say anything around you? Okay, I want to talk to a few people that don't like folk cussing around them. Come on now. I'm trying to talk to a few people that say, hey, can y'all hold that down? You ain't trying to get no fight or nothing like that, but you're like, hey, all of that just kind of, am I in the right place this morning? I know I'm back home. It just messed with your spirit. Just kind of throws you off a little bit. And so he says, verse 9, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. One of the scriptures that I speak to when we have folk come up to the altar to receive Jesus, Romans 10 and 9. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Number one, a belief. Number one, a belief. Number one, a belief. You have to have a belief. A belief in who you're serving. A belief in the power of the Almighty God. And number two, a declaration. A declaration. You've got to have that within your heart and not be afraid to say it. Anybody know they sure enough saved and ain't afraid to tell anybody around them? Have no reservations whatsoever? Shout, I know I'm saved. Well, there should be works that prove that you're saved. There should be acts that prove that you're saved. There should be a countenance. You should carry something. Ooh, can I talk to 5 or 6 people? There should be something that you carry that looks radiant. Okay. There should be something that you carry that looks holy. Something on you that should be separated from the world. Nope, don't look like the world, don't smell like the world, don't feel like the world. It looks saved. Something on you should speak to somebody that doesn't know God that would say, I don't know what it is about them. See, just like we say in the world, game, no game, save, no save. Come on, you all. You can be around somebody and you say, ooh, it's something on them. I don't know who. Are you a Christian? You a believer? I could just feel something on your life that looks weighty, that looks heavy. So a belief, a declaration, what you believe, write this down, you willingly declare openly. What you believe, you're not afraid to talk about it. You're not. We living in a world nowadays where folk are just, you know, picketing and doing all kinds of stuff, and they just openly declaring what they believe. They just saying what they believe. They just standing, they got signs in the air, they got all kinds of stuff going on. They letting the world know what they believe. Can the Christians stand up? Can the believers begin to stand up and say what we believe? Can the Christians begin to say we believe in God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit? We believe in the Trinity. We believe that he died and that he rose again. We believe that God can save anybody walking this earth. I don't care whether they're neo-Nazi, white supremacists. God can save them. Let me tell you right now, if you got racism in your body, get saved. Get saved. Get saved. Don't speak at those labels and all of that. Believe me, and I've heard those labels, and I'm telling you, man, they've like almost made my skin crawl. I've heard the label before, even around this church, the Black Victory. Really? And I know I'm a black man. It's not the black victory. My gosh. Come on now. We got Latino up in here. We got Caucasian up in here. Asian up in here. Where y'all at? Let me get a hootie hoo from all my Puerto Ricans and my Latinos, my Mexican. We got Greek. I mean, come on. It's like a gumbo up in this place. Come on, y'all. This is not the most segregated hour. This is a melting pot of believers gathering. I don't want you to come in and look at me and say, oh, that's my black pastor. I'm your pastor. Why do I have to be your black pastor? I'm your pastor. That's my black pastor. Believe you me, I remember Kathy told me standing sitting right there right by my wife. Kathy told me, she said, I didn't even know you was black. Is that not what you told me, Kathy? She said, Pastor, I just came up in the church. I didn't know you was a brother. I didn't know. No, she said black. She said she didn't even know. But she just came in and she just enjoyed the word. And the Lord told her this was what she was supposed to be. So, I mean, what is this nonsense that, you know, the pastor got to be the same ethnicity as you to feel my pain? Stop it. No, we don't. If you hear from God, from him, if he's speaking your language, settle in. I don't preach a black gospel. I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, period. Come on. Nobody gonna put me in no box, man. I know I got a little swag and all that. I'm from Youngstown. I ain't gonna deny where I'm from. I'm from the east side, baby. Come on. I'm born and my east side is in the building. I have to give him a shout out real quick. Let me get back to the word. Y'all are silly. Y'all are so silly. Stop that. Y'all gonna make it the skating ring here in a minute. Back in the day, they used to be talking about they side of town. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The bottom line is that those of us who are born again, raised from the dead, that's who you are. We all on the same team. We all on the same team in this place, you all. We all on the same team. Hallelujah. And as the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They got the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the... So glad we don't serve a God of classism. You got to have a certain amount of money. Come on, you all. When I first came to this church, I was like, listen here. Don't y'all be sitting in these little places of, having these little social clubs and all this. You know, and all the folk with money sit over here. And all the folk over here, and they sit over here. And all the they sit over here. I said, no, don't shake that mess up. We ain't going to have no secret societies up in here now. No, everybody's sitting all together. Ain't no special roles. Ain't nobody got a seat. That's that old stuff. Everybody got, that's you sitting in my seat. Sit down. I've been sitting in that seat for 22 years. Sit down and enjoy the word of God. It's not that serious, you all. Look at somebody and say, you in my seat? You in my seat? You in my seat? You in my seat? The funny thing about it is that some of y'all here sit in the same seat every week. Somebody yell, shake it up. Shake it up. Don't get comfortable. Watch this. Don't get comfortable. Don't try to take ownership. Because when you do something over and over again, all of a sudden you take ownership in it. And if you don't watch yourself, you'll come into church, somebody be sitting in your seat, and something will jump up in you. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Oh, who they think they are sitting in my seat. Sit on down. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be what? Saved. But how can they call on him unless they believe in him. And how can they believe in him if they've never heard about him? Who gonna tell them about Jesus? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That's why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring good news. One thing about God, he's not circumstantial. I need to tell you that. You don't tell about who he is based upon what he's doing in your life. Ooh, my goodness, that's better than what you all are letting on. He's not a circumstantial savior. If you got some issues and problems in your life, that don't mean he ain't good. Or if you're getting promoted and God is just blessing you out the kazoo, that doesn't mean that God is just so amazingly spectacular. He's just so wonderful because of all this stuff that's happening. What we do is we make God circumstantial. So he's good if this, this, that, and the other is all lined up. But he's not so good if this, that, and the other ain't lined up. Somebody say he's good anyhow. He's good on Sunday. He's good on Monday. He good on Tuesday. He good if you lose your job. He good if you get a divorce. He good if something horrible happens. He good if you get a good night. He good if you get a bad diagnosis. He's still good. You don't know how you're going to pay your bills. He's good. If you got overflow, he's good. Not based upon your circumstances. Absolutely not. He's good anyhow. As somebody else would say, he's good all the time. Let's talk about church just for one moment. I'm going to give you this Greek meaning. Some of you have heard it. The ecclesia, church, the ecclesia. The ecclesia, which breaks down into a couple of root words. One is ek, out of, and then kaleo, to call. So when we say church, church, the ecclesia, what are we saying? We're saying the called out ones, the church. When you all leave, this will not be a church. This is a great example. When you all leave, this will not be a church. You all came, it's a church. Because you're here, it's a church. But when you leave, it won't be a church. But when you come back, it'll be a church again. So when you get in your car, you can have church. When you get to your house, you can have church. When you get to your job, you can have church. Somebody said, let's show enough have church. Church ain't about instruments and bands and songs and hymns and all that. Church is about what's in you, the called out one. Somebody put their hands on their stomach and say, I'm church. You church. You are. The local church is the visible operation of Jesus' hands and feet. That's what the local church is. It is the visible operation of Jesus' hands and his feet. Yeah. The called out ones. Let me give you some dig in scripture here according to 2 Corinthians 6. Paul says this. He said, don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Ooh, that's a word right there. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of God, of the living God, as God said, I will dwell in them and I will walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, watch this, come out, ooh, Lord, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Somebody say, come out. Separate yourself from the world's way of doing stuff. Come out from among them. Coming out from among them doesn't mean that you talk about them, you vilify them. Absolutely not. But it says, what fellowship can a believer have with an unbeliever? Girlfriend, you can't get this dude saved. No, You can't get him saved. If he gets saved, it has to be on his own accord. You can't get her saved, man. Now, when we're talking about marriage, and I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but when we're talking about marriage, Paul does talk about the fact that an unbelieving husband can be sanctified by the wife. An unbelieving wife can be sanctified by the husband, but that's marriage. Now, what I'm talking about is singlehood. So you can save yourself a lot of headaches by marrying somebody that's already saved. Can a single person yell, "I don't want to fix her upper"? My God, just get somebody that's already got it right. Got it all. I mean, they're not perfect, but at least they love Jesus. Brethren, fellowship, you all fellowship. You fellowship on a weekly, on a daily basis. You have got to fellowship with like matter. You've got to fellowship with strength. Some of those old friends you cannot spend the same level of time with. Oh, my goodness. I know you like playing spades. I know you like playing tonk. I know you like doing all of that. But they still drink. They still smoke. They still cuss, fornicate. You're trying to remove yourself from that lifestyle. And if you dilly-dally and placate it enough, it'll jump back on you. It's a spiritual thing, somebody. Oh, am I in the right place this morning? Is this all right, church family? Come out from among them. Matthew 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Ooh, I need to tell you all right now, don't ignore your haters. Ooh, because Jesus said, what they saying about me? It is important what people are saying about you. I'm messing some people up right now. That doesn't guide you. It doesn't lead you. No, it doesn't govern you. But what people say about you, oh, it means something. You best believe. Ooh, it's quiet in here this morning. My God. Yes. It matters, and it does. Jesus said himself, what they saying about me? What they saying about me? I'm done a few signs, some miracles and wonders, and I've been born and raised up simply to die. But he said, guys, what they saying about me? What's the word on the street about Jesus? I said, so good, you all. Watch this. So then he, first of all, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, right before I go there, I'm going to go here just for 1 second. I remember growing up as a young boy. I remember my father telling me, boy, whatever you do, protect this name. Don't bring no shame to this name. I can say that about Jesus. Don't bring no shame. There are people that are linked to you that are watching your behavior because you will help them to gain a place in a life in Christ, your life. So many people call Christians fake, phony, and indifferent, period. So there's people that are watching you to see how you govern your life. Is it fair? Not really, but it's life. So you have to govern yourself accordingly. So the Bible says in verse 14, so they said, some say John the Baptist. Y'all know John the Baptist, Elizabeth and Zechariah's son. Some Elijah, the man that shut the heavens for 3 days and 3 nights. And others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And Jesus said, but who do you say that I am? And so Jesus is saying, okay, now I've asked you an initial question about what they're saying about me. And then the disciples say, some say. Somebody say, some say. Okay, too many people serve a some say Jesus. Yeah. It's not about what some say. It's not about, I don't want to hear about what people say about your God. I want to know what you say about him. What you say about him, what he's done for you, not what he's done for somebody else. The power of the testimony is in the person that's telling it. We don't serve a some say. Some say this, and some. So Jesus say, well, what do you say? And wouldn't you know it, it got quiet. And then who steps up? Peter. Uh-huh. And what does Peter say? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. In other words, he's telling Peter, no particular act that I've done brought revelation of this. You don't wait for God to do something to acknowledge who he is. No. If he never does what you want him to do, he's still God. Blessed are you, Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. We know according to John 5:19, Jesus said that I and the Father are one. I only do things that my Father tells me to do. So then he says in verse 18, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and the Greek is Petros, rock. And on this rock I will build my church. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Ooh, that's so good. Wait a minute. Okay, let's go back, verse 18. And I also say to you, Peter, since you're the one that spoke out, I'm going to establish you. And I say to you, Peter, which means Petros in the Greek, rock, once again. And on this rock, I will do what? I will build whose church? Whose church? His church. So even as this daughter is wearing, now I love my church, and I see Gunn got on one too. You got your love my church shirt on, and a number of you got them on. Matter of fact, stand on your feet right there, Brother Gunn. Just do a little twirly there. Marlon, it won't be your next profession. It won't. But that was okay though. But you all see that he got his I love my church. But even when we're saying this, we're not, watch this, we're not alienating anybody else's church. We're not saying that our church is better than your church. We're just saying that I love my church, the church that I attend, the church that I fellowship with the brethren together with. But I'm not saying this because I'm ostracizing your church. So Jesus says to Peter, thou art Peter. And upon this rock, I will do what? I will. Now, he's not telling Peter, I'm going to build my church on you. He just said, upon this rock, which means revelation. Somebody say revelation. On this revelation, I will build my church on you, on the revelation. Churches are built on revelation. Oh, my gosh. And then he says this, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Oh, this is good. Come here, Bill. What happens, because there's a struggle when revelation happens. So Jesus said, when I bring revelation to light and I establish you. So he tells Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church. So he tells Peter, you just gave revelation of who I am from the Father. And so now I'm going to establish my church on your revelation. But because you got revelation, you're going to be attacked. Revelation is what brings the attack. You tell a church that's not being attacked ain't doing nothing. So the gates of hell will not prevail. So he's saying is that if Billy is the gates of hell, you will constantly come after me. At all, come after me. You will always come after me, period, point blank. But you will not prevail. You won't prevail. You're like, the devil's always picking on me. That's because you got revelation. That's because you see something. That's because you sense something. Something's always happening in my life. That's because God has opened up the heavens before you. God's given you something. That's why you're being attacked. You're being attacked for what you know. Ooh. Not for what you don't know. Life is being shaken up in your life because of what you know. You got revelation. And revelation only comes from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Write this down. It's ridicule and disunity which dismantles a church. That's what busts a church up. It's ridicule. People talking, backbiting, disunity. People sitting in certain sections won't sit next to each other. People fussing, arguing, fighting. It's a hair show or a dress show every week. Best purse win. All of a sudden, it's become about the people and not the man. All of a sudden, it's gotten into all of this material stuff that God's not concerned. Come as you are. You won't stay as you are. It's ridicule and disunity. That's what dismantles a church. It's revelation which grows a church. That's what grows a church. When you hear revelation, when you hear from God, what is God saying? What is God doing? That's what grows a church. This church didn't slip up into the high school from 114 East Liberty. It was revelation that brought us to this place right now. It is revelation that will take us to the next place in God. But I got a little secret for you. There's going to be warfare on the way, and there already has been. But ain't a devil in hell going to stop what God wants to do in this church. Oh, man, I need somebody to point to themselves and say, can't a devil in hell stop what God wants to do in this church? If you believe it, stand on your feet and sit down and give God praise right quick. It's revelation that grows the church. Gates of hell will not prevail against you. Destination is birthed from revelation. Destination comes from revelation. God revealing himself. When God reveals himself, you want God to reveal himself. Show yourself faithful. Show yourself strong, God. Reveal yourself to me. There's peace in the waiting. You need to talk to some people who's been waiting on God to move. God, when are you going to move? When are you going to open up this window of heaven? Pour me out a blessing that I can't have room enough to receive. It is revelation that you are desiring. You are wanting more of God. It's not this crystal ball rub, God, I need you to do this. But there will be peace in the waiting. I know from Carla, I had many conversations with Glenn and Carla about job and God doing this, that, and the other. And here it is. She just shared with me. God blessed her with this new job that you're going to be starting. Have you started the job yet? You started the job already. How long did you wait? 9 months. 9 months of waiting time before God brought this into pass. Give God some glory. Somebody say, there's peace in the waiting, you all. There's peace in the waiting. May not come when you want to, but he's always right on time. Anybody know about a right on time God? Okay, let me preach in a minute. I'm talking about a God who will do things in spite of you. I'm talking about a God who will show up in the nick of time. I'm talking about a God who's greater than you, greater than your mama, greater than your grandmama, greater than any preacher. I'm talking about a God who will restore and who will redeem. I'm talking about a God who will take you to a place, Brian, where now you're graduating with college degrees. I'm talking about a God who has now promoted you in Newcastle schools. I'm talking about a God who's about to pour into your life in a greater measure than what you... That's the kind of God I'm talking about. Somebody yell, don't box my God. If you go tell about God, tell about his goodness. Tell about his mercy. I'm putting a challenge out there. Tell about his kindness. Tell about... Everybody goes through tough times. Well, how you doing? Oh, not too good. Not too good. The devil, he just unleashing hell on me. Ain't you saved? What you mean he unleashing hell on you? When the enemy comes in like a... God will raise a... Y'all better get y'all fight back in this place now. You better get the fighting now. You better stop letting the devil come all up in your home, talking about your family, families being torn apart. The devil is a liar. You can't have my home. Ooh, I wish I could sing that old song. What's that song? You can't have my family. What's that song? Yeah, this means war. This means war. I'm telling you, you better declare war on your household. I don't know. You know, don't get stuck on he's a lamb. Now he's a lion too now. Oh, he's a lion. He's a lion of Judah. And the lion of Judah roars. Lean on somebody and say he's more than able. He is the rock. David said it like this in Psalm 61:2. He said, from the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. David was saying, lead me to the revelation. Revelation is bigger than you. Lead me to the revelation that is higher than I. Let me finish up here in Matthew, and I will give you the keys. Yeah. Of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth. Come on, y'all. We don't use the word enough. We're not using the, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in, I will give you the keys to the kingdom. He's not talking about physical keys. He's talking about revelation, how to pray, how to warfare, how to fast, how to sacrifice, where to go, where not to go, who to date, who not to date, who to marry, who not to marry. That's keys. Where to go to church, where not to go to church. I will give you the keys. Come here, Brian. Come here, Bill. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be... I just got a revelation. Hold this. I got a revelation. The Lord showed me this. Just wrap him up. Wrap him up. I got this revelation even in preparing this message, and it was as though... We got people bound. We got people. You got prayers bound. You got prayers bound. You've got miracles bound. You got things that you've been seeking God for, and it's just bound. And the thing about it is that yes, I used Bill to bind him because Brian would have had a hard time doing it on his own. But the fact of the matter is that many of you have bound yourselves. It's nobody else's fault. No. I know you didn't have the mother that you wanted. You didn't have the father that you wanted. I know that. But hear me, and as hurtful as that is, because a lot of people have grown up like that. Listen, I got to give you the Paul scripture that says, listen, when you were a child, you thought as a child. You spoke as a child. But when you became a man or a woman, you put away childish things. I'm going to tell you right now, God will be your keeper in this season of life. You've got to unbind yourself. You have bound yourself. You bound yourself. You got to get to a place where you unbind. It's why Jesus, when he called Lazarus out, when Jesus yelled to that tomb, and he asked the boy, he said, "Where y'all? Where is he?" Then he said, "Lazarus, come out." And the Bible says the man came out bound in grave clothes. Yeah, yeah. Jesus didn't go in unbinding. Jesus could have himself gone and ripped everything away. What did he say? He said, "Loose him and let him go." Oh, this was a spiritual thing. This was a spiritual thing. Loose them spiritually. Everything that's been binding your life right now, I'm speaking to it right now, that it would be loosed over your life, that you would be bound no longer, bound no longer. Some of you need to take the wrap around your own body and break that thing off. Who says you can't stay married? Who says you'll never get married? Who says you'll never have money? Who says you... Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on... It's so good to know I got God cooperating with me. God, I need some stuff loosed on my life. I need some stuff loose. I need some favor loosed on my life. I'm telling you, in the spirit, some of y'all just need to start turning around and just unbinding some stuff. Father, I just need some stuff unbound on my life. I mean, I got ridicule. I got depression. I got dreams that have not come to pass. I just need this stuff just released off my life. Some of you have been hung by your own tongue. Some of you have had words spoken over you. I bind every curse word that has been spoken over your families right now. In the name of Jesus, and I speak openness and abundance. Oops, I need somebody to receive this in this place. I just speak and I decree the blessings and favor of God over your life right now. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. You got to make sure you loosen the right stuff. Some of you just saying the wrong stuff. I ain't gonna never be this. Says who? I ain't gonna never break out of this spirit of poverty. What? Every time I get ahead, something happens. Every time I start making waves in life, something happens to me. Every time. It's like I ain't got nobody around me. I'm trying to tell you, you got a pastor who will speak promises and purpose over your life. I am committed and determined to see favor over everybody's life in this church. Hear me when I say right now. Hear me when I say. I'm really going to give the devil a heart attack. I believe everybody in this church can be debt free. Everybody in this church. Watch this. I believe everybody in this church can be filled with the power of Holy Spirit. I believe everybody in this church can speak in an unknown tongue. I believe that there are many in this church who will interpret tongues as they are spoken. I believe that there are many in this church who have blessings of graduate degrees upon their life. We've got doctors, we've got lawyers, we've got scientists, we've got engineers. All in this building, and I decree and I declare that your greatest season is ahead of you, right? If you believe this, I want you to stand to your feet right now. Listen, I'm telling you, this is an act of faith. It is an act of faith. And I want you to agree with me right now. You got enough room in your seats. And do it slowly. I don't want nobody to get dizzy or nothing, but I want you to just begin to turn around. Just begin to turn around. Just, you got to get some stuff off you, man. There's some stuff on you. Come on, come on, come on. Get that stuff off you. Get that stuff off you. Get whatever you loose. Get that off you right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, turn around, turn around. Hey, everybody in here got something on them. that needs to be loosed. Loose. Come on, give God some good praise in this place. Spirit, begin to take over this place right now. Come on, with my bold believers in this place right now, begin to speak in your heavenly language. We don't shy away from stuff in here. Come on. People's lives are at stake right now. The devil is trying to break up marriages. I just come against that right now in the name of Jesus. Woman, you can keep yourself. Man, you can keep yourself. This is a season of great breakthrough and promotion. Come on. Begin to go in. Keep speaking. He put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Keep praying. Wave those flags, daughter. Come up here, Marquita. Come up here, wave those flags. Come on, something's being broken in the spirit. That's it. If the Lord is wooing you, come to this altar. We're breaking up stuff right now in the spirit. Come on, don't wait. You know the Lord is speaking to you. Come bum rush this altar right now. You got some stuff that need to come off and you get to this altar right now. We just binding this stuff right now. I'm just coming against it. In the name of Jesus, every idle word that has been spoken over your life that is not of God, I come against those words in the name of Jesus. By the power of Jesus Christ that is in me, I come against every word, every backlash, every spirit of witchcraft that is trying to hit your life. I come against it right now. All power, Jesus said. All authority, Jesus said, has been given unto me. All power, all authority. Somebody need to take the grave clothes off. You mourned long enough. Take the grave clothes off. Today is a day of breakthrough. Today is a day of resurrection. Today is a day of overcoming. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. It's not your fault what happened to you. My God. Those of you that are at the altar, just lift your hands. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to touch you right where you are, right where you are. Right where you are. Right where you are. Ooh, Lord. You're going to have to break out of that spirit of disappointment. You spent too many of your years disappointed. Too many. Too many of your years have been spent just disappointed. Just discouraged. You've always carried a countenance that everything was fine. But within your heart, you've had such disturbances happening in so many portions and parts of your life. I hear the Lord saying today, take the grave clothes off. It's time to walk in destiny. It's time to walk in purpose. It's time to walk in forgiveness. That's it right there. That's it. That's it. Yeah, you got to forgive him. You got to forgive him. You know who that is. You got to forgive him. You got to forgive him. You got to forgive him. Begin to reach out. Those of you that are at this altar, begin to reach out right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. Begin to press in. Begin to press in. Begin to press in. Come on, begin to press in. 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 Come on, begin to press in. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Begin to press in. Begin to press in. Begin to press in. Altar workers, begin to go quickly, quickly to those that are at the altar. We got a lot of people at this altar right now.
Jesus.
Please be patient, church family. It's the most important time of service right here. It's the most important time of service. Yes, those of you. Help us on the altar. Rose, come on down. Brandy, come on down. Got a number of women down here I need to help with. Come on, Vanessa. Come on, Leon. Find a man. Find a woman. We got a lot of people down here. I'm feeling a recommittal in my spirit. Got a lot of people down here that want to recommit. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Come on, Jackie. Jackie. Denise, just pray. No, you want the intercessors. I want you just praying. Right here, Jackie. Right here.
There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's freedom in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So we call your name Jesus.
Charmaine, Holly, Holly. Come here, right here. Pray, pray with her. It's at times like this where God will move exceedingly and abundantly in your life.
Jesus.
Come on, come on. Pray, pray prayers of breakthrough. Prayers of breakthrough. Prayers of breakthrough. Prayers of breakthrough. Honey, come on up here. Come on. These are prayers of breakthrough. That's it. That's it. This is not nice, kind stuff that you're dealing with.
Jesus.
Come on. This is some serious stuff right here. What you and I talked about, go there. Yeah, that prophetic. I'm just hearing something too. You all may not even sing. Just stand back there and just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just all of y'all, stretch your hands forth and pray. Don't hold on to that. You know who you are. Don't hold on to it. Don't walk out this church with it. Don't walk out this church with it. Don't walk out with it. Don't walk out with it. Don't walk out with it. Come on, go in, 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 go in. Come on. Oh, I can feel it in my spirit. Who's desperate out there? Lift your hand. Somebody's desperate out there. Who's desperate out there? Who's desperate out there? Jesus. Oh, this is nothing to play with, you all. This is about breakthrough. This is about breakthrough right now. Yes, God. Yes, God. Itabasondo bokonda baba. Keleanda basondo bokonde beata. Sende beata ba. My God. Yes. What's your name? Come here, man. Is that your wife? It's your girlfriend? Come here. What's your name? Joe? Lift your hands, Joe. Just lift them like this. The Lord wants to do something in your life. And it's beyond your capacity of understanding. There's some areas in your spirit that the Lord wants to heal. Some things that you've been through in your life that the Lord wants to heal. There's some past relationships. Then you know what I'm talking about. I don't know you, but I'm hearing the Lord speak to me, to you. There's some past relationships that the Lord wants to bring healing upon your life. You say, Lord, this is different. Never experienced anything like this. This is so different for me. What is happening? What's going on around me? And the Lord says, I'm taking you to a season where you're going to be very uncomfortable. You said, Lord, I'm already uncomfortable. He said, No. I'm going to take you to a spiritual discomfort. I'm going to show you something and give you something that I've been waiting a long time to give you. For the Lord says, you did not stumble upon this house this day, Joe. Joe is short for Joseph. And so I say unto you, Joseph, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I have carved this day out simply for you. For the Lord says, I begin to show you and I begin to define myself unto you. For I know what your background is, says the Lord. But the Lord says, I'm wishing to place you into a place of intimacy, a place where you know me in a much deeper way. For the Lord says, this will no longer be about any level of idol whatsoever. But the Lord says, I wish to dive into you in relationship in a greater measure. For the Lord says, there's healing in the relationship with me. For the things and the stuff that has been around you for some time, the Lord says, that's why stuff is being shaken around you. For you really came into this place broken, says the Lord. A few things had to happen in your life to even get you here. But the Lord says, don't worry, man of God, because everything that you lost, you will recover, says the Lord. Everything that has been stripped from you, you will recover, says the Lord. And don't worry that you don't understand. Let me just call it what it is. What is this Pentecostal activity that is happening in this place? For the Lord says, yes, it is I, Joseph, and I have wooed you into a place that is no longer comfortable. For the Lord says, you will no longer be able to sit and remain the same. Get ready, Joseph. I'm about to enlighten and engulf your spirit with a fire like you've never experienced before. Somebody give God praise for this man. Get ready, man of God. Get ready. Get ready. My God. My God. Do you know the Lord now? Are you serving him? You try. Amen. Amen. He said he grew up Catholic. I knew that. from the word that I was speaking over you. And let me tell you right now, everybody in the church needs to understand this. I know it's hundreds of people in here. But what happens is that God puts a spotlight on people. That's why I prophesy. God will put a spotlight on people. And he'll say, Locke, speak to him. Let him know that I know exactly where he is in his life. That's all that happens. So glad you came here along with your girlfriend, man of God. So glad. Would you mind one of my men? Won't one of my men just connect with Joe? Just connect with him and just pray with him. I just feel a restoration upon the lives of men and women of God, even as far as salvation is concerned. So make sure, those of you that are praying with people, that you're just speaking life and salvation and restoration in their lives. Somebody give God some praise in this place. I mean some really good praise, you all. I mean some really good praise. Everybody in the building, I want you to say this. First and foremost, let me say this with regard to communion. I've spoken to you that we're going to take communion once a month. That I was going to stick to that. We was going to do it the first of the month. I don't think I was here the first of the month. I was actually at Coitsville. So we didn't do it the first of the month. I want to honor you all time today. So we are going to receive communion. But I'm going to do it on the 27th, that next Sunday. Okay? So just so you know, we are going to receive communion. So we may end up doing it a couple of weeks. The Bible says that, you know, we don't take communion in a ritual. Okay? It's not this ritual. The Bible says that you can receive of communion as often as you would like. And you don't have to wait to church before you receive it either. Amen? You could actually receive communion at home. I just feel something in my spirit, though, as far as even us staking a claim verbally. Can you just take your hands and just put them like this? To say, Father God, everything and anything which has hindered my growth, I cancel its assignment over my life right now. Somebody need to feel that right there. Somebody need to feel that thing. Say that again. Everything and anything that has hindered my life and my destiny, I cancel its assignment right now. Come on, give God a radical, it's broken praise. It's broken. It's broken. Yell out, it's broken. It's broken in Jesus' name. It's broken in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I just want to be still. I don't want to miss nothing. I just want to be still. We move too fast. Somebody yelled out, it's broken. It's broken over my life. It's broken over my bloodline. It's broken over my family. It's broken over my job. It's broken over my money. It's broken over my spirit. It's broken over my church. Jesus. let me speak to the devil who would say it don't take all that. Not only does it take that, it takes a whole lot more. See, because here's the problem. Here's the problem. See, sometimes I get a little indignant. Well, oftentimes I get indignant in the spirit. I'm not talking to any particular person. I'm talking in the spirit. You see, you don't know what I'm going through. And you don't know what I'm breaking out of. So don't try to measure my praise. Don't try to tell me to hush. Don't try to tell me it don't take all that. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the breakthrough I need in my life. You don't know how good God's been to me. You don't know how I... You don't know. You don't know what I need God to do. Whew. It's a warfare church. Not gonna sit here. Listen, I love all church. This ain't the church you're gonna come in and just sit on your hands. I'm telling you, it's not. It's a warfare church. I got warfare all my life. That's what y'all got, a warfare pastor. Y'all got somebody. I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna call my prayer word and say, listen, we going in. I'm sick of the devil. I'm sick of this mess. I'm tired of it. We going in, man. I need strong men. I need my Jonathans, my Bryans. I need my Bills. I need my men standing at the forefront. I need my Pastor Mikes. I need my Darnells, my Daniels. I need my Guns. I need my Courts. I need my Ricks, my Lees, my Andersons. I need my Glens. I need my men that'll stand up in the house of God. I need men that'll be sturdy and still, not only in the house of God, but outside the house of God. Strong men, vibrant, full of power and authority. I don't apologize about that. I don't, and I won't ever. Our best days are yet ahead. Amen. I said our best days are yet ahead. Okay, I hear you, Lord. I'm gonna dismiss y'all in 2 seconds. I hear you, Lord. Yep. I hear you. Yes. Yeah. And the Lord will say unto us, family, that this church has been attacked. That this church has been attacked. It went through a season of great attack. But I hear the Lord say throughout the attack, there was a covering upon the body. And I hear the Lord saying that you are in a season where I am beginning to uncover you. Jesus, because I have shifted the enemy. The Lord says you've gone through a season of pruning, which means that I prune even the good things. So that greater growth can come to pass. And I do declare unto you with the power of Jesus Christ and my wife and I that we live in our best days. Our best days. And we are Psalm 133 church. What gets on the head gets on the body. Okay. No lack in the church. Favor, jobs, and promotions. Gifts, surprises, and bonuses. Overflow over your life in the name of Jesus. May you walk in a season of great breakthrough. May there be an overcoming power and destiny over your life. May the Lord provide abundantly. May the Lord just pour out, pour out, pour out, pour out, pour out, pour out, pour out. Right before I speak to the blessing, turn to the person on your right and your left and tell them, this is your best season. This is your best season. This is your best season. Yeah. I heard that. I heard that. That's a good word. Say, good at get in position. That's it. That's a good word. Get in position. You got to get in position. I almost feel like Jakes. Can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand to be blessed? You ready to get hated on for being blessed? You ready to be ostracized for being blessed? You ready to be talked about for being blessed? Being blessed ain't easy. It's not. Somebody say, Lord, bless me anyhow. Bless me anyhow, in spite of it. Ooh, let me let y'all go before we be here until Tuesday. Man, I can't wait to love on you. I know some of y'all not seen here in a few weeks. Do me a favor. We're winding down the summertime. August 20th today is, so kids are about to go back to school. New church season usually starts right around mid-September or so. Continue to tell people about this amazing body of Christ that is in this house here. Continue to evangelize. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord and tell them there's a place safe to come. Yeah. We will be back. That's a small plug for October 1st. October 1st is going to be our next Friends and Family Day. So just kind of put that in your Rolodex. That's upcoming. Lift your hands all over the building. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, the name above every name in all the earth. We bless you coming and we bless you going. We bless all that you put your hands to. That is God intended for your very purpose. We bless this season in your life. Yeah. Y'all just said it's your best season. We bless your homes, your jobs. We bless your finances. Bless your families. We tell you each and every single week that God has given us one amazing life to live. We have to do what? We got to live. No, not that yet. No. We got to live the very best that we can. And then we're excited, energetic, full of life, so much so that you do what? Love on somebody before you leave here. I love y'all. See many of you in the hallway. God bless you.